Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. And over the phone, we are joined by Ted Hinckley. And when we get these two in the on the same mic channel, well, that means one thing. We're going to be talking about culture connection. It's a pleasure to be talking to both of you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. I really appreciate it.
Hey, before we get started, I want to alert everybody. This could be the highlight of the summer. Other than International Days. International Day is a big deal. But as far as music is concerned, this could be the highlight of the summer.
Yeah, and this is something that you and I were talking off air about and something we've talked about before. This is kind of that first concert of the summer you guys look to book. This is what you're looking to do, you know, in between the 4th of July and the 24th, right in between all those civic celebrations and state celebrations. People are hankering for something to do, and well, nothing better than come see Seven Bridges Road in Eagles tribute.
Woohoo. That's all I can say is woohoo.
You know, I've shared this before, but I scheduled my wedding around being able to attend this concert because I've been, ever since the schedule first released, I've been so excited for it that, you know, it feels like one you don't want to miss out on because,
I agree.
We saw a similar effect last year with the Fleetwood Mac cover band. They come in, and that was the most packed Culture Connection concert I've seen, like just one of the standalone events. And it comes in this year, and I think we're probably going to be seeing much of the same. So, Ted, give us a little preview. What can we expect from Seven Bridges Road?
Well, they have it's a big band, big footprint to cover all that Eagles sound. And, you know, the two guitar, you know, they have definitely two good guitar players, so you can cover that Hotel California two guitar solo.
I can't wait for that one.
And I don't know if I should send them a text and see if they have a double neck, right? Because they're always playing a double neck guitar to do that. But it's just, you know, it takes a lot of people to cover that stuff. And, you know, the interesting thing, you know, we all know Hotel California, right? But the Eagles' Greatest Hits Volume 1, which was pre-Hotel California, is one of the best-selling catalog, which is from existing material, catalog records of all time.
You know, and it's for good reason, too, because you look through what's actually on that Greatest Hits Volume 1, and it's incredible, the amount of spectacular music they put out early on in their career and in the back half as well. I mean, there's a reason this is a group that has stood the test of time. And I think another reason, around here especially, it feels like the Eagles, you know, everyone has a little nostalgia for groups they grew up listening to, but I feel like even my generation around here, you know, the 20-somethings, even they have a connection to the Eagles because that's a group that was passed down, you know, from our grandparents to our parents down to us. So this is something that I think will really unite all the generations.
And they're still playing. They're in Vegas right now.
Exactly.
They're still there.
And you look at how much it's going to cost you to go see the Eagles in Vegas, like $1,000 to go see them at the Sphere.
Per ticket, plus the trip.
Plus the trip, yep. Plus whatever food you're going to get, because you're going to have to get a souvenir, you're going to have to get snacks. This is free to attend. You can go to Washington Park, set up your lawn chair, and you can enjoy an evening of music for absolute free and enjoy one of the greatest songbooks of all time.
In the shade with your friends, in your most comfortable lawn chair.
It really is one of the greatest songbooks of all time, and I think for kind of what I think about, you know, Carbon County, the Eagles hit that between rock and country. They kind of hit that sweet spot, which I think is, you know, I think that sweet spot's perfect for Carbon and just the people there. They, you know, some like rock, some like country, and the Eagles kind of sit right in the middle with, you know, from Life in the Fast Lane, which, you know, I consider to be a rocker, and, you know, Take It Easy, you know, which has those harmonies and stuff. It's just such a great book of songs. It's just the best, you know, some of the best in the history of the rock era. So
you know, like you said, towing that fine line between rock and country just perfectly. So again, a culture connection event you're not going to want to miss. Coming up tomorrow, July 16th, starting at 7 p.m. out in Washington Park. And then the fun doesn't stop after that, because moving on to the next week, you guys, we see the return of a fan favorite, the Deltas, coming back to the Culture Connection stage. Always a crowd pleaser.
And we can add to that, we're working with a young lady who is part of the royalty, local royalty, and we're working with her to bring a guy called Utah Elvis. He's going to come and play for about 30 minutes.
Yeah, so
I guess if Elvis is following...
Deltas.
Yeah, wow. What a thing.
No, I think that's... We only have about five original sentences left to say, because where else are you going to hear that Utah Elvis is going to be performing after the Deltas out at Washington Park? It's an original statement, but it's one that makes it all the more exciting, because I know around the station and around Carbon County, we have a lot of Elvis junkies, so they're probably going to be pretty thrilled to see how this goes.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Where else but Carbon County and Price, Utah?
Where else but Carbon County? Now, the Deltas always pose a bit of a unique challenge in terms of trying to bring them here, and that's the fact that they are always touring. What's it like trying to lock these guys down each and every year to make sure that they make their annual stop in Price?
I'm going to defer to Ted. Go ahead, Ted.
We talk early, and, you know, it's interesting. I do some other places, and I tried to... They're like, yeah, we got 23 and 24 of July. And I'm like, do you know that 24 is a holiday in Utah? They had no idea. But we're slipping them in, you know, the day before the 24th. And you know, they are on tour. It'll be interesting. You know, it's two brothers. One of them just had a baby. I don't know if the baby's coming.
Oh.
And we'll see what parenthood does to the Deltas, because neither has been a father before, and Ted Siegel had a baby this last year, and so we'll see what if that changes their road dynamic.
You know, it's one of those things where you can't really tell until you try it. I mean, that's a big life event, and so big congratulations to him. That's a major life accomplishment. Not only making great music, but making life. That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. They're really good. They're kind of hard for me. They're a little hard to describe. Kind of the, you know, these. Because they're just so much, you know, they're two people, but with them playing, you know, one of them plays the harmonica, drums, and sings, it's always bigger than you think two guys could make. They're just a great act, so...
Yeah, and there's a reason we're always excited to see him return year after year after year after year. Let's bring it back to Seven Bridges Road to close things out. I'll open this one up to both of you. If there's someone listening right now, they're on the fence. Should I go to Culture Connection or should I stay home, you know, do some laundry, knock some chores out? what would you tell to them to give them that push
that's
to say,
not
no,
even
you,
a choice.
You need now, to be here.
Now, if it was go to see the Eagles or eat, then maybe... But do laundry or go to the music? That was terrible.
Well, I think that's a pretty good encouragement.
Yeah, it is. It is. I agree. Yeah, Ted, you got to come. You got to come.
Yeah, same question for you, Ted. What words of encouragement would you tell them to get out and check out this group?
Well, I just don't know why all of Price isn't there every week. Free, great concerts. You know, everyone should be there, and you know now this year we've done better than ever with the food trucks. It's everything you need.
You know, it's all you need for a perfect evening out and some great music. And as you mentioned, free. Free is the big word here with those concert series. Everywhere else, you're going to be paying cash. Here, the only cash you're going to have to spend is getting a nice dinner out in Washington Park. Lane, Ted, always a pleasure to catch up with you both. Thanks so much for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
It's good to talk to you, Aiden. See you, Ted.
Thank you.
Again, we are talking Price City's Culture Connection, a big gemstone this summer coming our way tomorrow, July 16th. We're seeing Seven Bridges Road and Eagle Tribute taking the stage at Washington Park, an event you're not going to want to miss. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.